Our first question tonight is going to be this. Is it wrong or right to say the Church of Christ is better than any other if they do the same worship and or do a few different things like use instruments or use different name than just Church of Christ? And so that's how the question was given to me, and it's a good question. I enjoy getting these questions, and I enjoy thinking about these questions. I would like for you to open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4 to begin as we answer this question, and as we think about the way the word Church of Christ is used in this question. I think this is probably at the heart of the questioner's thinking, and as we consider what the Bible has to say about this, I think that we'll see, and we will get to answer this question, but we need to establish some preliminary things first. And so let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, and starting in about verse 4. And this is in these verses, the Apostle Paul is giving us these great ones, these things upon which the church is to be united. You know, he says, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now think about this for a moment. Now just as there's one God the Father, one Lord, Jesus the Christ, one Holy Spirit, okay? There's just one of these. They're unique individuals in the Godhead. There's just one. There is also one body and one baptism and one hope of your calling, one faith. And so there's seven great ones here. And as we think about the one Lord and the one Father and the one Spirit, just about everybody understands that. Just about everybody agrees on that. And we all think, well, of course. But when it gets to the one body, it doesn't seem like there is agreement on that particular thought because of so many religious bodies that are in the world today who claim to be Christian. So that's the first thing we want to note. And as we turn to Ephesians chapter 5, just over a couple of pages, we note that this one body that Paul is talking about here in Ephesians chapter 4 is the church. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Now notice that. Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. And so when we think about the one body, we're thinking about the church. And so there, just as there's one body, there is one church that Jesus Christ established in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Upon this rock I will build my church. Singular. Jesus never said he was going to build a bunch of different churches and that they were all going to be part of some grand thing. No, he said, I will build my church. So there's just one church. And that's the church that Paul talks about, Ephesians chapter 4. It's the church that Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 16. It's the church that of which Jesus is the head, Ephesians chapter 5. And you can think about a body or a head with multiple bodies. Would that make any sense? No, of course not. There's one head, that's Jesus, and there's one body, and that's the church. And so as we continue to think about this, we see that Jesus is the Savior of the body. And so that means he's going to save his church. And that's the only church that's going to be saved, the church that belongs to him. So now here's the million-dollar question, right? How do we know what church belongs to Jesus? How do we know what church is Jesus' church? Now, it's not just the sign that you have on the outside of the building that tells you that, although that can give you a hint. It's really not the definitive question, not the definitive answer to the question. We've got to go to the Scriptures to find out, you know, what church is the church that Jesus wants. Now, when we go to Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, we see Jesus working with seven different churches, okay? And he's talking to seven different congregations there. And so sometimes when Jesus talks about the church, he's talking about the whole church. When Paul talks about the one body, he's talking about the whole church worldwide, universal. You know, sometimes when you see the word church in the New Testament, it's talking about individual congregations. But there's never any reference to the church talking about a denomination or any kind of denominations for that matter. So it's either the body universal or individual congregations. Now Jesus is going to save the body universal. But the question is, how do you know that your church or one church or particular church, a congregation, is a church that Jesus wants? Well, when we look in Revelation chapter 2, we see that Jesus has some standards, chapter 2 and 3, we see that Jesus has some standards for how the church is to behave. And there's many different things he says there, but I want you to note this in particular, that in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, Jesus actually threatens the salvation of that particular church, the church at Ephesus. He says this, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." So the answer is, when we see the Bible talking about individual churches, and we see specifically that Jesus is saying in this passage, if you don't repent, I'm going to remove your candlestick, and you're not going to have any more fellowship with Jesus. Then that means that some of the individual churches that are out there will not be saved. Okay? And so it's important that we are part of a church, part of a congregation even, that is doing what Jesus wants us to do as His people. And that's how you know whether or not a church actually belongs to Jesus or not. So the question then becomes, now what does this mean? It means that we must do what Jesus tells us to do if we want to be part of His church. And there are many things that Jesus wants us to be part of, or wants us to do to be part of His church. And so those things are found in the Bible, in the New Testament specifically, and as we study through the New Testament and learn what Jesus wants His people to do, what He wants His church to do, we do those things. And in doing those things, we can know that we'll be pleasing to Him because we're following His words in the Scripture. Now, consider what the apostle... Now, in regard to the name Church of Christ versus all the many other names that are out there, consider what the apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. He says this, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power." Now listen, "that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." What Paul is saying there is that we are praying for you. Here's a particular church, particular congregation at Thessalonica, and Paul is saying, we are praying for you that Christ's name will be glorified in you and that you will be in Him. Now that's something to think about, because we want to glorify the name of Christ among us. And we do that, as I said earlier, by obeying Him. But we also honor Christ and glorify Him by using His name. And so when we use the name Church of Christ, we're doing that to glorify and honor Christ. We're not doing it to be some kind of sect. We're not doing it to be some kind of denomination. That's not our intention. That's not our goal. But we're simply using that name to glorify and honor Christ, because that's what Christ wants us to do. And that's what Paul says we should do. And so when we put somebody else's name on the outside of the church building, the question we should ask is this: who are we glorifying when we do that? Well, if you put some man's name out there, say the church of Kevin, and I'll just use me for an example. If you were to put the church of Kevin out there on the sign, then who would you be honoring and who would you be glorifying by doing that? Will you be honoring and glorifying Kevin instead of Christ? And of course, we shouldn't do that. So there's many names out there that are used, and you have to ask the question, who are they honoring and who are they glorifying by using those names? Well, we could continue on with this line of reasoning as we think about the thousands of names of churches that are out there. Why not just keep it simple and honor and glorify Christ by using the name Church of Christ? And so that's certainly a name we find in Scripture. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, Paul the Apostle writes these words. He says, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. And so that's a name found in Scripture. It's a name that honors and glorifies Christ. And so we use that name. Not because we want to be a denomination. Not because we want to sectarianize ourselves and be, you know, a specific kind of denominational people. We don't want that. We simply want to be the church that God wants us to be, and the church we read about in the Bible. Well, as we mentioned earlier, if we want to be part of Christ's church, we must love and obey Christ and all His teachings. He said to His apostles in Matthew 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded thee. So we want to observe all things whatsoever Christ commands. And when we do that, that makes us the church of Christ. Now, the questioner wants to know if one church is better than another. And there are two answers to this question. First of all, since there is only one church that Jesus acknowledges, and we're speaking about the church universal here, there can be no church that is better than another. In the sense that the Bible teaches there's only one church. Well, if there's only one church, and that's what the Bible teaches, then how can one church be better than another? You have to have more than one church in order for one church to be better than another. But the Bible says there's just one church. And so if there's one church, then you can't have one church that's better than another. And so there can be no church that's better than another. How can a church be better than itself? Right? So I hope you can see the logic in that. But then second, there are many congregations of the church. And so sometimes that's what people mean. Is this congregation better than that congregation? Okay, that's a different question, right? That's a little bit different question, because different congregations have different practices and beliefs, and they do different things. So let's ask that question. Is one congregation better than the other? And the answer to that is yes. The Bible specifically says there are some congregations better than other congregations. If you look in, again, Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, you're going to see Jesus talk about different churches there. Some of the churches He criticizes heavily because they've allowed sin to come in and hurt them. And other churches he praises because they've been doing what is right. And so we conclude that the ones that are doing what is right are better than the ones who've allowed sin to come in to the church. So we don't want sin to come into the church. We want it to stay pure. And so it is the case that some congregations are better than others. So how do we know which one is better than the other? Again, the ones that are not obeying Christ as a result of their allowing sin to come into the church, they may not belong to Christ. Just as Christ threatened the church at Ephesus with taking away their candlestick. And so He does the same to churches today that are not obeying Him. So it is wrong to say that the church of Christ is better than any other church, because there is really only one church, and that church is the church of Christ. It's the church that belongs to Christ. It's the church for which Christ died. It's not this congregation. It's the church universal. All the Christians all over the world, they belong to Christ. And there's just one church. There's one body. It is right to say that some congregations are better than others because some congregations are being more obedient to Christ than others. Churches that use names other than Christ glorify someone, something or someone other than Christ, which we shouldn't do. And churches who obey and follow Christ belong to Christ, and He will save those churches.